Russell Sherman recently told the New York Times about his, quote, lifelong battle to reconstitute Liszt as a serious composer. The popular image of Liszt is as the flamboyant, long-haired virtuoso pianist-composer who was to swooning 19th century audiences what rock stars are today. In fact, maybe Liszt hasn't been taken seriously since the time of his greatest personal fame. But some people, like pianist Russell Sherman, are determined to change that image. Liszt may have been a showman, but he was also an important innovator, a composer who opened up traditional forms, expanded the technical capacities of the piano, and added rainbows of new colors to the keyboard. Liszt may have been the first composer to use tone color as a formal, structural device. This self-consciousness about sound quality is one of the innovative, modern ways Sherman plays Liszt. Like some modern conductors, Pierre Boulez, for example, or Otto Klemperer, Sherman is as interested in letting us hear every inner, harmonic voice as he is in socking to us the big tunes. But Sherman's greatest contribution to Liszt playing is that he takes him seriously. He plays Liszt with a virtuosity that is as searching as it is dazzling, and without the usual virtuoso distortions of tempo and dynamics. As a result, the music isn't just to show off. Liszt seems to be expressing real emotions, mulling over real problems. The opening of the B minor sonata, his major piano work, is like the dramatic monologue of a tormented spirit. Russell Sherman's new Liszt album also includes a noble and melancholy Hungarian melody and the sixth of the Soirée de Vienne, one of Liszt's delightful transcriptions, I could have almost said orchestrations, of Schubert piano waltzes. In the 19th century, one of the ways opera became popular was through keyboard transcriptions. If you couldn't go to the opera, you could at least play the big numbers on your own piano. Liszt's operatic fantasies and reminiscences are among his most fascinating work, and Russell Sherman is one of the artists responsible for reviving interest in them. His new album includes the reminiscences of Lucia di Lammermoor and Don Juan, Mozart's Don Giovanni. Don Juan is a masterpiece. Liszt uses only three of Mozart's themes, the seduction duet between Don Giovanni and Zerlina, Don Giovanni's devil-may-care champagne aria, and the ominous, ghostly music for the statue. In Liszt's broad structure, these themes dramatize the central conflict in the opera, the confrontation between personal, sexual freedom, selfhood, and the doomsday voice of supernatural retribution. Sherman plays this as if he, like Liszt, were trying to compress every ramification of Mozart's great opera into the span of 20 minutes. ¶¶ With playing like Sherman's, we'll all have to start taking Liszt seriously.